Assalamu alaikum and welcome to 15 minutes of quiet reflection. I'm really excited today to be here with you and have the opportunity to talk about this insanely trending topic, which we see a lot of content coming from experts and those who really or barely just know the word itself. I'm going to be here today discussing with you only 15 minutes of your time about narcissism and who is a narcissist. Now, we all know that some major traits in the current times in our personality are really, really important. Self-love, need for admiration, being seen and heard and felt by people and treated a certain way by our community and the people for all the efforts that we have made in our life is our right, eventually a birthright. But where exactly the problem starts? Where is it that we start calling it with the term, we label it and we say narcissist or narcissism? It is good to have self-importance. It is good to acknowledge your own self and love yourself and admire yourself and have your people and your community do the same for you. And the problem begins when we cross the borders and we don't have any empathy towards our people. We don't consider our people. We don't consider people and their opinions. We don't consider people and their existence, which is crazy. I mean, I totally do understand. I have been there in my life myself where people don't consider you because I was a junior and I was learning and I was in the phase. It does hurt when people make you feel that your existence is not noticed. You are there, but you are never there. It definitely hurts. Today, in these 15 minutes, I'm going to debunk some myths and discuss the gender stereotype against narcissism and narcissist. I've been looking into a lot of content, listening to a lot of experts and watching a lot of videos online that come from regular people who probably or on at a major level have suffered a divorce, a breakup. And also the fun fact here is I was looking into Google search words and I was able to find quite a lot of keywords. Is my husband a narcissist? Is my brother a narcissist? Mostly all the terms were related to men. I wasn't able to find anything that said, is my wife a narcissist? Is my mother-in-law a narcissist? I mean, I get it. Women are born and functioned in a society that has built women to have the power of venting out, utilize platforms where they can talk about things, where they can build stories, where they can bring to life in front of light, their stories. The problem is that men can't do that. I really wanted to explore how this really inflated sense of self-importance, need for validation, and this need for admiration can be seen across genders. So when we are looking into both the traits, we clearly see that we can find it in both genders, men and women, same alike. It's just that its prevalence can differ based on culture, society, economic status, and of course, childhood trauma. You grew up in a house where your parents called each other narcissists. You just normalize a couple of things. You grew up thinking it's okay for men to do it. It's okay for women to do it. And that's where the problem began. So surprisingly, I noticed with all the research, with all the content that's available online and a lot of people that I personally really respect and know who have gone through breakups, divorce, racism at workplaces, different countries, and a lot of my fellow people who are currently suffering in a situation like this, I am not denying that it doesn't exist. But I'm just wondering, why is it the men get the major burnt? Why are we not reflecting on something so much in front of us? It's like we are trying to reject a big fact that is right there, standing in front of us. It's like, I want to close my eyes. I don't want to talk about why this is going on, but I'm going to talk about that this exists and this is going on. If you go back in time, childhood trauma, when a woman gives birth to a man, she definitely celebrates that. And it's not just the Asia side of it, or the Muslim side of it, or the Christian side of it, or for that matter, whatever. I know that a lot of cultures will not agree with me on this point, but let's all agree to disagree that we can have disagreements, and it is really normal to have disagreements. But if a person doesn't agree with you, doesn't become a narcissist eventually. So if we go back into how a man is groomed and made a human from a boy to a man, the trauma of his bringing up is so intensive that it literally takes away his ability to vent, to be who he can, to find a platform where he can sit and talk without the fear of being labeled or without being stripped of his masculinity. Now, men is always taught a special term that we always hear, no matter where in the world we are or what kind of household we lived or grew up in, man up. Now, while you say man up, you're sending out two messages to, so are women very weak? Well, I think if you have the ability to stand up for yourself and cry and share your problems, it needs a lot of courage. It needs a lot of courage for somebody to come and say, I have a problem. And that's where you shut down men, and because they can't, because they are too busy manning up. We, at a very early stage, as a mom, as a sister, as a friend, as a father, as a man in a community, as an uncle, as a friend, as a dude, as a pal, define the man up status so well that we clearly tell each other we have to be assertive. This part of it eventually teaches men to my second point, dominate. Dominate without fear. Dominate because you have the right to dominate. No, you don't have the right to dominate. If you want to take the back seat, we do have men in our society that really love staying home with kids, but they don't have the liberty of doing that. So they must dominate. They must pull up themselves, and they must dominate because they wear the pants in the family. And they must not give up on their dreams, never give up on their cause, and continue to dominate, even if it brings them down to a verge where they're losing family, love of their life, children, friends, community. But because of that man-up behavior has led them to be that dominating men, they must dominate or the society will not let them be a man. Further, when I look into this one, I also noticed that in our society and culture, we really celebrate and show off strong men. Now, if you look into that strong man character, the one that women are celebrating really have the tendencies that align with a definition of a narcissist. So eventually, we lead men towards blocking of emotions, not being able to vent out, because they constantly have this pressure cooker of proving themselves. Constantly, they want to grow themselves and lead them. We show them a path where they must lead without vulnerability. And in the end, when they have to start a new life, they know that a woman will select them only if they have those selective qualities, which are a narcissist qualities, which is a charismatic, self-made man that does not look down to anybody, any opinion, but to what he thinks is true for him, for his family, for his loved ones, and his people. Now, that is a burden. It's a blockade. You are stripping off a human body from its ventilating process. And that then takes it really long for him to recover, until he acknowledges the fact that he, in a relationship, in a community, is being normalized and called a narcissist. So to deeper shock myself, while I am reviewing all of this, and I personally can reflect myself in a society that I grew up, I have been in the white societies, in a brown and black and purple and yellow, whatever you like to call it. I have seen similar patterns. Maybe its intensity is a bit higher or low. However, on the other hand, women are crowned for this behavior. Women back up women. Women do not strip women from their femininity or take their right away from them to be seen in public saying, oh yeah, I was in a relationship and this guy was a narcissist and I had to quit because I had to be the man of this relationship or whatever that may be. We really go deeper and call these women strong-willed. I mean, self-assured and strong-willed. People do disagree at so many levels to be where they are or to be where they want to be. But it is an uneven field. It is an uneven ground for this war. And we must acknowledge that at this point where we are really normalizing this behavior that it is okay for... I mean, if you keep saying narcissists, men is narcissists, men are narcissists, I'm telling you, we are normalizing it. The more you say it, the more you normalize it, the more people say it. Ah, and in 10 years from now, or maybe less, and maybe 5 years from now, the amount of content that's coming out about it, you might just sit tomorrow and say, listen, most men or 99% of men are narcissists. You just find your way around it, which is not normal, which means that we are going to further damage our communities, further damage a gender and make him a monster out of what he's not. But I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up by reflecting into what media is doing and how the media is shaping us. I get it, media is nobody but all of us posting the content, but how are we shaping the narrative of narcissist and how the narcissist is practicing his narcissism? A bad boss, a cocky entrepreneur, or a celebrity who's really aggressive is normally seen on the forefront, men. We don't see women, a lot of women doing that. Or if we see women doing that, we just kind of let it go. Or we just call them self-assured, strong-minded. But when we see men, we highlight it, we talk about it, because we just cannot take it. So what are we doing? Because when we are labeling doesn't do any good but harm. We are constantly supporting, stifling men from their confidence. We are causing disgrace, eventually normalizing the behavior. We are accepting it, making it a trend, discouraging leadership, because unless you have these qualities, you cannot be a leader. You cannot lead. And obviously bring the matter down to the war of gender, but to see and study the complexity of these traits in a personality and when it becomes intense and where we draw the borderline and we should not cross that. Imagine if today we flip our script. Imagine if today we decide to change our narrative. And imagine that today, here, right now, we decide to create a world where men can come, sit, cry, and not have the fear of being labeled as, you need to man up, stop doing that. We build format platforms for people where they can sit and vent frustrations and cry, all genders equally. Reveal their vulnerability without the fear of being judged. Because all humans need connections. Everybody needs their community, their people, that they can stand next to them, where they can feel safe and talk about who they are, who they want to become, and where the problem started with them. And I would not be shy of saying it started when the man up concept was introduced to them, probably at the age of 2 or slightly earlier. Compassion over criticism is always the key. Learn to open up and allow other people to open up with you. Sharing experiences is where we shape a world. Providing a safe platform, a place where people can really feel safe and choose to be who they want to be, is where we want the world to be, to make it safe for ourselves and our future generations. Thank you for joining me, and I really enjoyed sharing my opinions with you. I would love to hear from you in the comments of what you think of narcissists. And if you have provided your men and your women a platform where they can be vulnerable and still lead. Thank you.